Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we're glad you joined us. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And before I share the word of the Lord, let's take a moment to go to prayer, and I want to ask the Lord to minister to your heart and meet your needs. Father, we thank you for the tremendous privilege we have as your people to be able to come boldly before the throne of grace to find that help that we need in a time of trouble, in a time of need, in a time of uncertainty, in a time in which we need wisdom, in a time of crisis. Father, we thank you that we can turn to you because you are the only person, the only one who can help us, who can be our Redeemer and our Deliverer. And Father, you see everyone who's listening, you see the needs in their lives. Lord, some are going through some great crises and battles. Others, Lord, are finding difficulty dealing in relationships they have, and the enemy has stirred up strife and dissension. And Father, right now, regardless of what your beloved is facing, I pray for a spirit of calm and peace to descend upon them in their inner man. Lord, that they shall be even as you were with your disciples in the boat. They sensed there was a great storm, there was a waves, and they were ready to capsize. But you spoke to the winds and the waves, and all was calm. And so, Father, I'm asking you to do that right now. Lord, sometimes our circumstances don't change, but we are changed, and we have the grace and the strength to be able to deal with whatever is occurring in our lives. And I release by faith, I loose, Father, that faith, that ability, that strength, truly, Lord, that they can do all things through Christ Jesus. And I thank you for your intervention and your provision in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And Lord, we ask you to bless your word as we go into the word of the Lord. And beloved, I'd like to read a few verses found in the 16th chapter of Matthew, starting at verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Praise God. And Jesus had a response and a reply to him. He said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." These are some amazing and powerful words that Jesus spoke to his disciples, and he was replying to Peter. And as he spoke to Peter, he was saying that Peter's understanding and revelation of who Jesus was the result of divine revelation to Peter's heart, to the disciples' heart, of the Father. And anyone who really knows and understands who Jesus Christ is, the Lord Jesus Christ, it is the result of a spiritual encounter. No man can come to Jesus unless the Father draw him and the Spirit of God woo him. And so the very title that we use, that Paul uses, he began most of his epistles, he speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to just think about those words. In the time in which Jesus lived, Lord was a very common term, sort of like Mr., a term of respect. But it wasn't until after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You recall the episode when Thomas wasn't there and when Jesus appeared a week later and he said, "Come here, Thomas, put your hands into the wounds of my hands and in my side and be not faithless but believing." He declared, "My Lord and my God." And so as we have since those times used the term Lord, it refers to deity. It refers to someone who has the right, has the authority to truly be called Lord. And for some people, they want to accept salvation in Jesus. They want and are very happy to receive him as Savior, but it's a whole nother thing to make him Lord, as you perhaps have heard. And that indicates you are my sovereign king. You are that person, that authority to whom I submit myself in all of my life. Your wishes, your desires, that is what I desire to fulfill and accomplish. And what does Jesus mean? Well, actually, Jesus is our Greek use or description of the Hebrew word Yeshua. And there, sometimes in today's Christian circles, there's a debate and heated arguments about, well, you shouldn't call him Jesus. I've heard, you know, that's a pagan rendition of Zeus. But beloved, we have to understand that what happened, for example, on the day of Pentecost. Do you remember in the second chapter of Acts? Let me just read that. That when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the 120, then there was a great multitude that was there. And it says in verse 6 of Acts 2 that every man, they were confounded because every man heard them speak in his own language. They were amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in his own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, dwellers in Mesopotamia and Judea, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, and Egypt, and the parts of Libya around Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." And they were talking about Jesus. And sometimes we just get so caught up in things that truly are irrelevant. If you take some of the common languages today, if you choose the word, say, book or pencil or some object, there's going to be different words in that language, but it's speaking of the same object. And so it really matter? We are referring to the Son of God, whatever term we use, which means Savior. God, and this, that, you know, from the Old Testament, Hebrew, Joshua, the Savior, the Deliverer. And as we look at Christ, that word means Anointed One. And Jesus is all of those. He's Sovereign Lord, He's our Savior, and He is the Anointed Messiah who has come to deliver His people from their sins. And so as we hear what Jesus said to Peter, he said, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church." And as we look at Jesus, he is our refuge, our defense. The very name of the Lord means strength and safety. Proverbs 18 and 10 state, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." David said in Psalm 18 and 2, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." And Jesus said, as I've shared that passage, when he was speaking or replying to Peter, he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." And the rock is not Peter, as so many have been taught and religious orders teach, but the rock in this passage is Jesus Christ. Peter in the Greek is Petros, meaning a rock or a little rock. Jesus' statement, and upon this rock, that Greek word used is Petra, meaning a massive rock. Jesus said, upon this massive rock, I will build my church. Who was Peter referring to? Who was Jesus referring to? Jesus Christ. What was the subject being discussed? Jesus. Therefore, upon Jesus Christ, the church will be built. And as we read in the New Testament, we see references to Jesus being the chief cornerstone. Peter said it in his first epistle, chapter 2, verses 4 through 9, to whom, coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also, as living stones or lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, who believe he is precious, but unto them who are disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them who stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye, beloved, are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a people of his own, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Before I do, though, as I do every broadcast, I extend an invitation to those who are listening. And if you have prayer needs personally or in the lives of loved ones, please feel free to share those personal specific requests, and I will take them to the Lord in prayer and send back by mail that which would be an encouragement to your heart. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day. Radio family, UCM partners, I'm so grateful to God for you, for your prayerful support. Thank you so much for joining me, for listening, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.